free thy land. Gone underground, on the outer fringe of freedom. And I'm your host for your freedom, and we'll be talking tonight about how you can avoid the ancient alien art of human sacrifice. If in fact aliens are breeding us as cattle, what are some other things we should look for? Well, how about culling of the herd? And that's where human sacrifice comes in. This is even mentioned in Nostradamus at the end of book 6, after the 9/11 697 quatrain. He has a few lines that say, incantation against my critics. And in those lines, he says that astrologers, imbeciles, and barbarians will be subject to the ancient rite. So they're culling to get rid of the too smart, the too stupid, and the not tame. And an example of the bull sacrifice occurred on Crete during an earthquake. And the academics' view on this is that there was so many earthquakes in the area that they switched to human sacrifice, and the earthquake caught one of them. They also view that there was a wooden god outside the temple that was burned. When the earthquake happened, there was torches around, and that caused a fire. Now, the murder scene is, there was two or three rooms in a hallway in the small temple. One of the rooms was full of pots with flowers in them, and narrow hallway, and there was a person in the hallway with a large vase. And in the back room, there was a naked woman spread-eagled on the floor, another man, and a youth who was apparently tethered to a pole, and one of his legs was bound behind him, and there was a knife among his bones. Now, this was, I saw this on the internet. I guess there was another one person that was analyzing it, Williams or Williamson. And he said his analysis was that that temple was never used for animal sacrifice because it was too narrow in the hallway to bring a bull in there. And that it's not for certain that the youth was sacrificed because of the earthquake, the knife could have fallen off the wall. Now let's look at this from probability thinking. He was correct about the being too small for a bull. I believe that when they sacrifice animals, they do it outside the temple because the animal could take a crap at any moment and desecrate the temple, and the blood is brought in through a trough in the dirt. The earthquakes or the sacrifices were so common there. Basically, the sacrifices were so common there that an earthquake caught one of them. And the knife being in the body, if it was a 10 by 10 room, a person takes up maybe a foot by 6 feet. So that's like 10 by 10, 100 squares, three of those by the body. So it's like 30 to 1. It's like 17 to 1. Against it being anything but a sacrifice. And he also felt, this Williams or Wilson, that the one leg bound, if it had been a sacrifice, it would have been two legs bound. But actually, they hobble one of the legs of the bull so they can maneuver it to the scene of the sacrifice. You're not going to drag it there. It has to arrive there under its own power at the appointed time. So yeah, the youth was a surrogate for the bull. And here's what probably happened. He had just been killed after having sex with the woman. They're probably hoping to catch a child, or that's part of the ritual. And probably cut off his junk. I'll get to that later, and bled him out, and the blood was in the vase that the person was carrying in the hall, and that's why they didn't just abandon the vase and run down the hall at the first sign of the, to get out of the building, the first sign of the earthquake, because if they dropped that blood, they would have to replace it with their own. And the room with all the pots in it were probably the number of sacrifices required at that temple each year, because the god out front was not actually a wooden statue. And here's where the probability thinking ended, because there was shoes, there were clay shoes on the god, and that was all that was left, was the clay shoes. So my mind was thinking, well, what's up with the clay shoes? I mean, if you're going to burn it, why not burn everything? So I think, well, maybe you would stick the legs on like logs, you know, but in that case, there should be some spike in the middle that you could just put it on there for ease of use. And this gets back to playing Mr. Potato Head when I was a kid, because the shoes there had little spikes on them. You can use the weirdest things in probability thinking. So because that wasn't there, that made me think some more. Well, what the hell was going on? So my thinking is that those were actually clay shoe pots. And then they were growing a hedge there, and then all the blood that was about to be poured into the shoes to feed the plant. And then the other room with all the pots in it was like a grow diary. So the hedge would be trimmed like Edward Scissors' hands in the shape of some god, and then they'd burn that. And I'm assuming that they always burn the statue, because what's the point of having a wooden statue? These are ancient times. I mean, who's going to go to a temple with a mere wooden statue when there's a giant stone one just down the street? Of course, if it's flaming, that's going to be dramatic here, because people are going to show up for that. So I'm assuming that there was a flaming green hedge, probably wicker. Now, the reason they cut your junk off is because the hedge is equivalent to the green man in Celtic mythology, or Osiris in Egyptian mythology, and Isis is on a search for the lost piece of Osiris's body that Set had cut up and hid everywhere. She's still searching for that lost penis. So they cut the junk off the victim, hang it from the hedge. It doesn't get a woody, and therefore it is not the lost penis of Osiris. So the search must go on. There's even a name for it, the torectomy. If you think this stuff doesn't go on, then you're naive about how people feel about their religions. They have to hide it now, so it looks like accidents. And as I was saying with the aliens, by taking over our military industrial complex, they're using Northwoods, where the military sacrifices their own citizens in order to start a war to make money off of, that they can skim for money to make UFOs. There are certain rules to this, because it is, the actual motive is magic in the end. This sacrifice is associated with Halloween. It's when the bulls were hung upside down and their throats were cut and they were bled out, as opposed to the other sacrifice, main sacrifice, the solar one. This was a lunar one. The solar one would be the May Day Wicker Man sacrifice, associated with the Fool card and the Hierophant card in the tarot, and this sacrifice is associated with the High Priestess and the Hanged Man. This is in The Wicker Man, the movie, 1973, covers this topic. The Big Lebowski is actually somewhat of a, in the parlance of our times, a homage to that movie. You could watch both of them back to back and see how many similarities you see. And sometimes accidents are a form of secret human sacrifice. I remember hearing about a mall that had this step pyramid sculpture with a fountain, and then a couple of people got drowned in it, because those kind of things are very dangerous. And I thought, you know, I wonder if that was set up there deliberately to function as a sacrifice magnet for the greater good. And let's not forget the biggest human sacrifice of them all, petrochemical internal combustion. It's a three-way sacrifice. First, we kill people in foreign lands to steal their oil. Secondly, about over 40,000 people die in car accidents every year that we just accept as a form of human sacrifice. And then in the end, the global warming that this whole automotive age is causing will bring about the release of Arctic methane just in time for a solar flare to strike us when the magnetic fields are weak. A triple sacrifice. And we have the option not to walk into it. You see how we're willingly doing it to ourselves. It's part of the nature of the black magic. And all we have to do is to refuse the petrochemical option. And the solar is even cheaper these days. And of course, we have to get rid of the methane. But as usual, it isn't going to happen because the mind control everyone is under. There's half the people in the United States don't even think there's global warming. It's become politicized into our football team election cycle. It's insanity on a mass scale. Did you ever harm someone because of a sudden impulse? That impulse may not have come from you. You could have been a victim of telepathic puppetry by alien mantis robots. I know, it's hard to believe, but these nasty pests have been turning humanity into their puppets for thousands of years. What can you do about it? You could do the same thing that ancient anarchists did. You could take psilocybin mushrooms. Psilocybin has been shown in studies to reduce criminal activity among criminals. By taking magic mushrooms, you can stop these evil aliens from turning you into a piece of shit. You're listening to Free Thy Land on KFUC Radio. That's KFUC, Quarter Militia, California. 10944 BCFM. KFUC Radio, where it's the truth that sets you free. Fuck the pigs, 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 fuck the pigs. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the Fuck the Pigs Project. Well, I heard that thousands of baby chicks died in the mail because Donald Trump has slowed it down to prevent mail-in voting. Again, the young of another species killed for evil. So here's an idea for a direct action to oppose this treasonous activity against the American people. We could have DIY mail service for people's mail-in ballots. Have them collected and driven to the polling place address by the people, for the people. And we're back. So these people that are orchestrating these human sacrifices, do they know why they're really doing it? They know that they're working for aliens? Fuck no. Just like the unacknowledged special access programs, these occult societies are probably all compartmentalized as well. You'd have to get initiated to a higher level to find out what's going on. And it's idiots all the way down. It's a pyramid of puzzled puppets. So why do they do it? Well, partly tradition. It's part of their religion. Their parents did it. And it got passed on. And then there are the magical effects in the short term. I'm sure you're aware that ghosts tend to occur where a violent death has happened. And ghosts are a similar phenomenon to time traveling. They're going outside time. They're actually probably a higher dimensional being with only a remote connection to the deceased. And I remember reading in a Kahuna magic book about the sorcerers would violently kill someone to separate the two souls. The decider soul would wander off with no memories, and the unconscious soul would then be used as an assassin by the sorcerer. Would suck the life out of the intended victim and come back to the sorcerer, and there would be poltergeist activity in the sorcerer's house to burn off the energy taken in the psychic murder. Now, what does this do for aliens and spaceships? Well, you may also be aware that ghosts are associated with little tiny bits of plasma flying around the haunted house. Can't always be seen by the naked eye, but they show up on camcorders. Well, a UFO is also a glowing bit of plasma, only much larger. So that glowing plasma on the outer hull of the saucer is actually a form of life, or after death life, maybe a quilt of souls. So that suggests that in order to manifest, the spaceships need a large number of deaths or some other energy source to occur somewhere in proximity. Now, I originally got this idea from William Tompkins, the best of the leakers. And he said, in an offhand way, that right around the time of the battle for L.A., where a huge number of flying saucers appeared and were shot, like, I think over 1,000 rounds of artillery was shot at it in 1942, February 24th to 25th. And he said that there was a bombing in London around the same time. So what can you do? Well, ghosts feed on pain. And it looks like the UFO mantis are among the same ilk. There's a lot of pain associated with their manifestations. So one thing I know that bothers ghosts is a percussive noise like clapping. So that's one thing. I'm pretty sure that the mantis don't like ultraviolet B light. Now the trouble is, all the electricity goes out whenever one of their ships appear, including batteries getting sucked down fast. So the only suggestion on that front would be a battery-powered black light inside a Faraday cage. The percussive noises, and also, you notice that this is a consciousness experience that they are tapping into. It requires an observer, an experiencer, to feel the pain. So, and this is a resonance phenomenon, probably. It's the electrical, electromagnetic impulses in the nerves. In the brain, and that creates these resonance fields. So by, you know, changing your consciousness, being a very loving and helpful person is kind of the opposite resonance to this. and attracts good aliens, I imagine. And also changing your consciousness with psychedelics. I've had several confirmations of that idea, that it is actually a way to fight against the evil aliens. It's actually being good. To take psychedelics is the most socially responsible, ethical, moral good a person can do. And that suggests something about the laws that are preventing that from happening. They're in there with the dark side. And the deep state isn't just the Nazis who've taken over the military-industrial complex. It's the evil mantis and hybrids that have eaten out the Nazis from the inside. They wear these secret societies and ideological terrorists as sort of like gloves within gloves, hand puppets within hand puppets. And at the core of it is the mantis and their owners, and it probably extends up into spiritual dimensions as well. So the way to fight it is to be good. And since they are controlling our state, it's an outlaw state. And I find it amusing that a lot of people in the UFO field are upset that the government has been sitting on all these secrets about the aliens for decades and just toying with the public. And what are they going to reveal to you? That yes, the aliens are real, and we are those aliens, we are your government, you belong to us. Are they going to tell you that? Because that's the reality. You're listening to Free Thy Land on KFUC Radio. That's KFUC, Quarter Militia, California, 10944 BCFM. KFUC Radio, where it's the truth that sets you free. Here's a few practical tips to avoid becoming a human sacrifice yourself. On May Day, never go somewhere you've never been before, especially if it's on higher ground. May Day is when they used to let the cattle out to higher ground to graze on. Also, no kinky bondage dates around Halloween or the winter solstice. I know, but you don't want to get killed. Be very wary of attractive women that you have just met, especially women with red henna or strawberry blonde hair. Don't talk about astrology in public. Now, technically, it's supposed to be a willing sacrifice, so they usually give you some kind of a warning, however obscure, that you're in some kind of a danger. Also, to make it seem more willing, at some point you will be lured into actually running towards the scene of your future death if they can arrange it. That really points to the fallacy in this sort of magic. The victims aren't really willing. It's not a true sacrifice. It's a fake sacrifice that probably they get some kind of a return from, but in the end they'll have to make up for it with interest in their own personal karmic balance. By the way, on a personal note, these occult assassin sacrificers have been the most determined to kill me of all the groups I fuck with. I mean, really? I did all this UFO secret technology, got the Defense Intelligence Agencies on me, did these radical politics, they got oinkers and snitches, and the ones who are most determined to kill me are fucking Wiccan hotties over astrology? I mean, true, the subcontractor paramilitaries tried to kill me, but it was only three times, and I'm still not sure they were going to kill me. Maybe they're just going to poison me or something. Oh, that's another thing. You can't trust food from strangers. Now, in the end, as I said, they get their karmic just desserts. But in the game, when I don't show up for the sacrifice, someone else has to die. Usually one of the players who tried to lure me to the sacrifice. So, at least they're not killing my friends like the terrorists. Because of the connection between the UFO abductee and the hybrid clones that the bug aliens are breeding from the abductee, when the abductee gets high on psilocybin mushrooms, so do all the clones in this universe and the multiverse. Huge numbers of other telepathic hybrids could be getting high when you get high on mushrooms. You can get more people high this way, more half people, than you can with Siberian Amanita urine. So hurry today and get high on psilocybin mushrooms before the upcoming methane Arctic firestorm crustal adjustment knocks you off your civilization. And on that day, a Milankovic cocktail was thrown by the sun upon the Arctic methane, and behold, there did arise a great flaming donut from sea to shining sea, and it did lift up the land by classified technology, and the poles that were four were then again two, to the woe of the world.